This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So happy to be with you today on a Monday. I've got Uncle Milty here. Pest is out and will join us next week. And Dr. Lee Merritt on Friday, this Friday coming up. Also, ActivateFIQ.com, get their glucose control. It's amazing. You take it before you eat, and it controls your blood sugar, and I found it to be amazing. And also, their sleep one is really good. If you're looking for a good sleep product that kind of helps you in about 20 minutes to fall asleep, but not get groggy or anything, not for the next day, that's it, the sleep product, okay? They have a new one, and also their new copper cream. Love that. ActivateFIQ.com. The absorption into the body is what is just stellar about this company. ActivateFIQ.com. Code word is Kate. I like absorption. I like to get my money out of my supplements. Okay, so in answer to that question, it says that federal civil officers, which are the civilian force of the government, hired by the government, and the president can be impeached, but Congress members cannot be impeached like that, like as far as getting rid of the whole Congress, but you can in your state. I mean, you can get rid of, you know, impeach people in your state too. So, yeah, there's that.
Everybody's searching for a way to solve not everybody, but the people that want to solve the problem are searching for a way to do it.
Right.
Unfortunately, there's no easy way to do it.
Yeah. You can remove the president, vice president, and all federal civil officers for treason, bribery, other high crimes.
Right.
And misdemeanors.
And then you still have your city council.
Oh my gosh. Oh, we're in trouble with our city councils across America, people. We're so in trouble. We're in trouble with county commissioners across America, people. Close to home, very close to home. This is who you need to keep an eye on. This is who affects you the most.
This is how the Soviet Union was held together.
Mm-hmm.
The little local governments were the enforcers.
Yeah, I know. And it's a terrible tragedy because of all the people I know, they scare me the most.
Yeah.
Biden, King Fraud-a-Lot. No, my county commissioners and city council members and mayors scare me way more than King Fraud-a-Lot sitting perched on his hill in his fake White House weird room so he can read a teleprompter. Okay. That serves me less than the people close to home. And I've just seen too much that it's very scary.
Yeah, it's called trickle-down tyranny.
I love it. Another thing on the Kate Middleton thing, it was a thought I had in the beginning of the Kate Middleton story. Before she came out and said she had cancer, the one of the first thoughts that came to mind, and I thought, well, man, there's just the fact that we hadn't seen her for 3 months was cause, and that would be cause to go, where did she go? You know, that's very odd. But I had this little feeling when I was first reading that story, and I still feel that way even stronger now, that it was a red herring, that it was meant in some ways to show that people are crazy and conspiracies are crazy. And look how many people were questioning that and going to town on conspiracies. The photo that they put out, the one that they said was doctored, and it had a really weird message from her on social media about it, that she was playing with Photoshop, was the fact that I didn't see the huge Photoshop quality in that. Everybody was talking it up and talking, and the AP stripped it out and then said, oh my gosh, was Photoshop. I never really saw the Photoshop qualities that stood out so much. And when I saw that, my very first thought was, is this a red herring? Is this something that we're chasing, a piece, a clue? A red herring is a piece of misleading information. Yeah. And I kept thinking about that. And I'm wondering how many more of those are going to be in the press. And I do think that you need the qualities of being a very good person right now in order to receive spiritual witnesses to what stories are true and what stories aren't. Because I wish I would have listened to that little feeling more. You know, I do. Mostly, I always do. But in that case, I didn't. I gave way to, well, you haven't seen her in 3 months, so that is quite odd. She had canceled everything, and that was strange, and nobody had heard from her, and I didn't know why she hadn't gone onto social media. The only reason I'm saying this, because Kate Middleton is kind of like Biden to me. It's like, who cares? I could care less about Kate Middleton, okay, or the royal family, because heaven knows that they prop themselves up as the royal family and give themselves these accolades and do all of this, and nobody can figure out why, except that there's a lot of dark undertones to the royal family. The reason I'm saying it is because if I felt that way, I just think we're going to get more of that, don't you? More red herrings put in the press. It's kind of like the alien stories. It's red herrings, pieces and clues of misleading information to make people look insane. Because if you looked at the omnibus bill, they are preparing so much money for mental health. And mental health, I think, is going to be targeted toward people like you and I that question anything or think something's bizarre and we put it out there and then you become the conspiracy theorist, which I'm not. I'm a researcher.
Conspiracy theorist is going to become a diagnosable mental illness.
No, you're exactly right. Thank you for summing that up. Yep. He's the sum up guy. He's the one sentence liner. That is exactly what it is.
It's good. Yeah.
And this is why King Fraud-A-Lot and Hormala went to town on the whole mental health program in the American bill. This is why.
And they have the facilities ready to lock us up.
Yep. I think things like this are at 100% put out they have to build a stronger case. Now, you never hear the media saying the extreme left. When was the last time you heard the media describe anyone as the extreme left? It's only the extreme right. And that's going to get 10 times worse for us. Because as we point out the obvious, Candace Owens pointed out the obvious thing that people in France know, that Mrs. Macron is a man by birth. She is the brother in the pictures, the family pictures. Okay. The brother they can't produce, the brother that doesn't exist anymore. Okay. She pointed that out, staked her career on it, and it was a bold move. And we said this, it was a bold move. She's now leaving the Daily Wire. What scares me more is that people aren't going, well, let's go look into the, like the you and I, let's go look into the Daily Wire. They're going to scrutinize Candace. Don't scrutinize Candace. She was actually bringing something up that has a lot of legs to it. Okay? They're not female legs. A lot of legs. She was bringing something up that a lot of people have speculated in France for years and years and years. And she's leaving the Daily Wire. What does that tell you about the Daily Wire? Not to point out people, but I'm just saying that you can't bring stuff up like that and we'll be even more demonized than you ever thought you would be talking about any type of conspiracy whatsoever. That's the future. And it will be diagnosable. What are we going to do to share information? What are we going to do? It's a big question to think about. How are we going to combat that? Because you got to say truth. So what are we going to do? Be faithful, be fearless. Thanks, Uncle Milty. We'll see you tomorrow with Mel Madison. We'll see you tomorrow, not be right back. We'll see you tomorrow. Tuesday show. Thanks, you guys. Go to katedallyradio.com.